In Tulsa, Oklahoma this morning, Reserve Deputy Robert Bates turned himself in. He faces a charge of second-degree manslaughter. Bates is the 73-year-old volunteer deputy who fatally shot a man named Eric Harris after a foot chase earlier this month. Harris was pinned face down by other members of the force at the time. Bates said he had intended to use his taser, not his gun. This case raises serious questions about Tulsa County's reserve program. And to hear more about that, we turn to Public Radio Tulsa reporter Matt Trotter, who was at the jail this morning. And Matt, tell us what happened.
Well, Bates arrived with his attorney. About 25 minutes later, they came back out. The attorney, Clark Brewster, said the charges against Bates are unfair, and Bates himself isn't going to say anything until after the trial is wrapped up.
Now, Mr. Bates is a retired insurance executive, and as I said, he's 73 years old. What kind of training did he have to be a reserve deputy?
Well, he was a member of the Tulsa Police Department for exactly 1 year back in the mid-60s. He's classified as an advanced reserve deputy. He's supposed to have 320 hours of training from the Council on Law Enforcement Education and Training and 480 hours of field officer training from the Tulsa County Sheriff's Office, plus 40 hours of service every 6 months or so.
The incident that resulted in the death of Mr. Harris was an undercover sting on an illegal gun sale. Is it typical for a volunteer deputy to be out working on something like that?
I don't know how typical it is. The sheriff's office position is Bates was trained for assignment to that task force, but he wasn't supposed to be serving in the role he ended up in on it. That was a matter of basically the undercover buy going wrong. The sheriff's office says that Bates was just supposed to serve in a support role, taking notes, keeping a lookout for other people entering the area, that sort of thing.
There have been questions of propriety raised here. Mr. Bates has apparently donated a lot of equipment to the sheriff's office. He took the sheriff, Stanley Glantz, on vacations. What has the sheriff said about their relationship?
All he says is they've been longtime friends. They've gone fishing together. But really, Glantz is sticking to Bates has simply made a mistake here.
Has the sheriff commented as to whether it would have been proper conduct by the deputy to have used his taser on the man as the man was being held down on the ground?
The official line is no policies were broken in the course of events.
There is video of the incident, and aside from the actions of Robert Bates, you see and hear other deputies yelling and shouting obscenities at this man who's pinned down and has just been shot. They're still holding him down after he's been shot. Again, Sheriff Glantz says no policy was violated in any of that?
Right. And in fact, he hasn't spoken much to actions of the other deputies involved. I mean, there's been a lot of reaction in social media, but even Eric Harris's family hasn't really focused on what they were doing.
I understand there are several dozen volunteer deputies like Mr. Bates working for the Tulsa County Sheriff's Office.
That's right. I think the sheriff's official number is right around 130.
Do we know if many others are in their 70s? Isn't that an unusual age for somebody to be out and about chasing criminals?
It does seem that way, but as Sheriff Glantz likes to point out, he's 72 and believes he's still active. And he also mentioned that they used to have a deputy in his 80s.
Matt, thanks for talking with us.
You're welcome.
That's Matt Trotter with member station KWGS in Tulsa.